Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Run Boys Fantasy Sports Network. It's your host, Robbie J, here with my co-host, Ty Berg, a.k.a. Ty Boogie.
What up?
Ladies and gentlemen, how's it going? What's good? Cheers to me, cheers to you, all the Run Boys and girls. What it do? Dilly, dilly. Ty, 300 subscribers strong. 300.
All right.
We loving it. Kicking down podcast rankings, kicking down YouTube views, like the Spartan 300s. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. After all, this is your channel. This is your show. We just, you know, host this. But it's because of you guys' involvement, you guys' views, you guys' comments that make this so great, so amazing. Don't forget to click the subscribe button. Don't forget to follow us on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Runboys, spell with the Z-N-E-T. And then also hit that follow button on Spotify if you're joining us on Spotify, Anchor, RadioCast, Podcast, Breaker, any of those other podcast sources, Google Podcasts, so on and so forth. Thank you for joining us.
Damn, that was a mouthful.
Thank you. I know it's. I've been getting that down all day. You know.
Should have just left it at like all social media. Anyways.
All social media. I understand you had a trip in the mountains earlier today. How was that? It sounds therapeutic.
Yeah, a little tired, but always a lot of fun living here in Colorado. Being able to go up to a mountain and you know
shred it up. The day,
so yep. Always a lot of fun. Definitely had to do that before Sunday to watch some football. So.
Football, exactly. Nice way to relax before we hop on air. Wanted to do some shout-outs really quick. Thrive Fantasy app. Make sure you guys click the link, copy and paste link at the bottom, and download that on Android and iOS. Thrive Fantasy app. Deposit your first 10. We'll give you another 10. Definitely want to hop in there with some of the action that we're going to cover tonight regarding NFL playoffs. Also, I wanted to shout-out a new follower that we got on Twitter that's been showing us a lot of love. Beezy B. Holding it down on Twitter. Shout out to BZB. Give him a follow. And also shout out to the homie Migs on Twitter as well. I've been enjoying their banter on the Twitter over the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah. That's what sports is about, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, this is you guys' channel. You guys are definitely proving that over the last week. Chris Gronkowski followed us. Like, little Gronk. Not like... You know, Rob Gronk has, not Big Gronk, but like little Gronk, like followed us. Like, that was crazy.
He still probably parties.
Oh, yeah, he parties.
So that's fine. Aren't all the Gronks in the NFL?
Yeah, I think like all three of them. Yeah. All
right.
Homie did three seasons. Shout out to Chris Gronkowski. Thank you for the follow. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get into what you guys came for. Some sports analysis. First game that we got to talk about. Kicking off at 1:05 here, Colorado, Springs time, Mountain time. We start off with Rams and Saints. Ty, go ahead and take it away, brother. What you got on this game? What is your breakdown on this, sir?
I mean, regardless, I think this is the matchup. I mean, you know, the next AFC matchup is going to be good, but I think this is going to be the game. Both two high-powered offenses and very good defenses as of late. The number two, number three offenses, the Saints being number three, Rams number two. So they've already played this year. It was a high-powered game. I mean, it wasn't very good at halftime. They played in New Orleans. The Rams were up 35-14, or were down 35-14, sorry. And came back, 35-35. Saints did end up winning. That's why they're again playing in New Orleans. But I'm excited for this. I think the Rams are going to be ready to go into New Orleans after doing that already. They might have lost, but I think this makes this a big game, and I think this is going to be the one to watch.
Marcus Peters was already stating that you know he wanted Drew Brees and Sean Payton to keep up with that ish
excuse my French, ladies and gentlemen, but he wanted to keep up with that ish, and they wanted to share a bowl of gumbo when they got down there. If the Rams start off the way that they did earlier in the season, and if the Saints defense can apply that pressure, Marshawn Lattimore, which is something you really got to do, like you did last week. But if they can really apply that pressure, then I don't see them being able to share that bowl of gumbo, you know. Now, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit later of who we want. I mean, but, you know, that Rams offense, if they come out the gate high power, doing what they usually do, you know, Sean McVay style, Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, they got that weapon, you know, with C.J. Anderson there now, back there in the backfield. If they come out and they do the things that we know that they can do, then we have an issue. Then we have a serious problem at that point.
But you can say the exact same for the Saints. I mean, you can say the exact same thing for the Saints. If they come out and they're getting good swing pass and screen passes to Kamara, and yep, Ingram's running for 5-6 yards, you know, every couple carries, I mean, Michael Thomas is going to – he's already proven he can burn Peters down the field. It's already been proven, and we know that. Like, it happened last time, so –
And that's the matchup that I really look for, because of that trash talk. It is them two. Can't guard Mike, like I said on this show plenty of time. Check his Instagram handle. Can't guard Mike. Michael Thomas, he's going to be a difference maker on the outside going up against, you know, Marcus Peters, like you just mentioned.
Aqib Talib is back, though. He's expected to play. So
that's correct.
For the Rams, that's huge. Just veteran corner, I mean, everyone knows, especially Denver Shut fans, down. You know, I mean, you know how good he is. So
he's a guy.
He's definitely someone to help Marcus Peters, make him more confident, and take, for sure, a couple matchups against Michael Thomas to take away some of those deep threats. But
Most certainly.
He hasn't played in a while, man. I mean, I'm sure Drew Brees is going to test them, so...
Exactly. I think that defense is really gonna test that offense with the fact that there's no tight end catching passes over the middle for the Saints. You know, well, not a more veteran tenured guy. Benjamin Watson is out for the Saints, and I don't see that affecting the Saints too much, to be honest. But I mean, it is definitely something to look out for.
He was a good red zone threat, man. I mean, again, veteran tight end, Drew Brees trusted him. If Michael Thomas wasn't the guy to get the throw up, or, you know, just a handoff to, again, Ingram or Kamara, Watson was a guy to look it for. So that could be big. We'll see. We'll definitely see. Because you know Gronk's going to be on the other side catching passes like it's nothing. Oh. So.
Ooh. I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
Ooh, okay. Hit it with a oof.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Really quick, before we get into this next game. I just want to shout out your take about the ski mask boys. Kamara and Ingram.
I mean, they're gross. It's thunder and lightning all over again. I mean,
a little bit of thunder.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Kamara. A little bit of lightning. Kamara's some Reggie Bush, and you know, I mean, it just.
Oh yeah.
I, that's what I'm saying. So he's a little thunder lightning. It's just how it works, and I mean. I don't know. I like them. You can't not like them.
Well, let's see here.
They're versatile. I mean, they can do just about everything. Ingram's catching passes out the backfield. Kamara's taking sweeps. You know, I mean, they're good. So.
Well, definitely. You know, we want to see how that NFC Championship goes down tomorrow. Get into the AFC Championship. What do you got on this one, Ty? What are you thinking, bro?
It's hard to bet against Belichick. I mean, You said it last week, and I know you were all happy and blah blah blah. And I bet against Belichick, and
I'm still gonna do it.
I mean, if there's a team again, I like the Chiefs more than the Chargers to beat them. If there's a team to beat them and knock them off, it is the Chiefs, but.
Notice how I was so...
They look so good. They were running the ball last week. Like, they looked solid. Against a team that we thought were going to be pretty good. And obviously we thought would beat them. And it was not even close.
Right now.
Yeah.
Because of Ty's take. Hashtag why the rum is always gone. Notice how calm Run Boys and Girls, Run Boys Nation out there. How calm your boy Robbie was up until Tyler just made that take. Why even?
Yep, go ahead.
So really quick, okay. Once again, like I have said multiple times. Okay, and this is the part, this is the game, this is the matchup that I think that... Now listen, you can't necessarily out-coach Belichick, all right? You got to out-talent... Andy Reid, dude. You got to out-talent the players that Belichick has. Now, the Chiefs don't have a certain weapon in the backfield, but that's okay.
Honestly, I don't think that's okay. I think that's the reason
this
game is even close.
Here's why.
It's not okay.
Here's why. Okay. Damian Williams is nasty. Okay. And he's doing big things. Tyreek Hill's a cheetah. We already know this. But Sammy Watkins is also healthy. Oh, I like Sammy.
Okay, Sammy's nice, but he's not like he's not a huge threat. I just don't see him as like a...
Listen, This is going to be a high-powered game.
Put it like this, though. You know Belichick, as a coach, his number one thing is to get rid of the main weapon on your team, right?
Which is Tyreek Hill. You got to get rid of Tyreek Hill in this scenario.
Wrong. I don't think so. I think he erases Travis Kelce from this game. I think he tries to erase Travis
Kansas
Kelce.
Kansas City fans.
He tries to erase Travis Kelce. So, yes, Tyreek Hill gets a couple good passes and some deep
Tyreek Hill eats.
But I don't know,
who's
dude.
Fast enough?
I don't know. Again, so that leaves
who's
that
fast
leaves
enough
Tyreek
to cover
Tyreek
Hill right now
on
that
side.
Defense.
And I mean, like, Gronk probably does just as much work as Tyreek Hill does. If they can take Kelce out of the game,
Kelsey's going to take the short routes. Okay.
And he's good at that. They're taking short routes for
45. And they're going to send Sammy and Reek deep. They're going to beat the safety over the top. One of them is going to be open. I'm calling it right now. Damian Williams is going to get some red zone touches. Pound in at least a TD. Thrive Fantasy app. Because you already know that I'm going to be placing mine tonight as soon as we are done recording. Eric Berry is also back in this game, which the Chiefs defense honestly really could use that. I mean, but he honestly hasn't been that effective even in the two games that he was back.
I was going to say, I mean, it's rough to not play at all during the season and try and even be a leader from the sideline when you're not playing. So, I mean, I can't imagine it's easy coming out of the field and having everyone trust you and, you know, everything like that.
Right.
Especially in his position, right. You know, for sure, at safety. So, I mean, it's awesome to hear, you know, for, you know, multiple reasons, but I think it's a good step. I mean, I like it. I don't know why you wouldn't play him if he's in. I mean, he's proven he's an all-pro safety.
He's healthy.
I mean, it's, you know, he's smart. He knows the game. He can make big plays and get it probably – watch him get a pick. You know, it's Eric Berry.
Brady?
Watch Brady be down.
One pick for Brady over under.
Watch Brady be down.
One pick for Brady over under.
Over.
Okay.
Arrowhead's loud, dude.
I'm letting you pick a Thrive lineup. Like, you're going to – Yeah. Oh yeah.
Arrowhead's loud.
It's gonna be fun when we and Ty get off of air.
Arrowhead is something else, man. I'm telling you, it just
this isn't the missus from there. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just you've been there, right?
Yeah. So exactly, it's just the thing.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
So ladies and gentlemen, at this time, you know, wanted to with those two matchups, you know, kind of broken down and analyzed for you guys, position. Tit for tat, X's and O's. We wanted to take this time to turn the show over to you guys because, like I said, I mean, you're what makes this show great. I mean, you're the ones that hit the subscribe button. You're the ones that hit the like button and comment and engage and give us feedback like this. So Ty just handed me the fan feedback for what you would prefer to see in your Super Bowl matchup. This year, Your options were, we're going to take it back to elementary, multiple choice, A, B, C, or D. Option A, New England versus New Orleans. Okay, of course, this battle is going to be taking place. This big dance is going to be taking place in Atlanta. Just want to point that out, ladies and gentlemen.
New Orleans plays there a lot.
A lot.
Just let's down see. The street.
Option Same. B, LA versus New England.
They'd all be good matchups, huh?
Right, that option B is kind of historic, right?
Kind of
there,
thinking about that.
The option B is kind
I don't
of
think
historic.
I thought about that one.
That's
pretty good.
New Orleans versus Kansas City is option C. Yep, the old guard versus the new guard. That'd be pretty interesting. And then finally, option D, Kansas City versus Los Angeles. Monday Night Showdown rematch number 2, baby.
Hell of a game.
Well, certainly. So, I mean, let's get into some fan reads here. First one that I actually wanted to start off with is my homie Mikey Nelson. I actually got the pleasure of chilling with his brother New Year's. Very intelligent person, mind, and his comment on the post was, anything without the Saints. I find this fascinating, being that you cook gumbo, my friend. It's some of the most amazing gumbo that I've ever heard of and had.
He's biased. He's biased. Again, I know Mike as well. He's an Atlanta fan.
Yep.
That's like if the Cowboys were playing right now. Tell me you wouldn't say anyone but the Cowboys. All right, that's the end of it. There you go. But I see where it's coming
y'all
from.
Just
I
mean, saw that.
I mean, you know.
Tyler got me with that one. Cheers to me. Cheers to you, all the front boys and girls. What to do.
But I feel you, man. Drew Brees is the guy, though. It's a rough year to hate on Drew Brees.
One of our colleagues in the industry, this is actually a Facebook show that you guys can search and follow. Sports Around the Bar host Jacob Byers hit us with a D. Let's see a rematch of the game from earlier in the year.
I could not agree more. That game could go in like the how they run those like top 10 games of all time. Like yep. that could go in there already. Yep. And that was just a weekly. Can you imagine if that happens for a Super Bowl?
I would love for I would love for that matchup to happen again.
That'd be like a double OT Super. Oh, I don't have double OT, but you know
we can't see we can't even say what our picks are gonna be yet. Just yet, we're gonna check out one more. We're gonna head to one more. Let's see here. So, India Blackburn. From Woodbridge, Virginia, by way of Colorado Springs, said option C, New Orleans versus Kansas City. Now, I find this one interesting. The old guard of the NFC versus the new guard of the AFC.
Why are they guards? Where are you getting that? What?
It's an old saying. It's a figure of speech,
I'll just
my
let
brother.
You, I'll let you have it.
Look. Either way, point blank, here's how it is. With that breakdown, I like that one. Patty Mahomes, Drew Brees, head-to-head, going up against each other.
I think those are the best two arms
out of
the four.
We're just going to see.
I like their arms better than Tom. Just not accuracy-wise, because Tom just can't throw the ball down the field like that anymore. And Jared Goff has been shaky the last couple weeks. I would rather see a on point, on fire, Drew Brees, like you know will show up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I want to see the ball fly 80 yards in the air. So Mahomes can do that. So
India, here's something that we're going to do for you. Jacob, we're not going to do this for you, my brother, just because your option at option D, Chiefs versus Saints, like so crazy to predict what that spread or those points would be in a Super Bowl. But let's go ahead
48-45. There you go. I'll give it to you. That's crazy.
Oof. That's insane. And are you gonna put picks either way for Jacob on that one, Ty? Because he's gonna watch this. Like,
No
picks either way from Ty. I'm not even putting a spread or points on that. We'll see if that option happens. Catch us on next week's episode.
No, I'm not. I almost did it. No.
Catch us on next week's episode. Shout out Fandemonium P. Fandemonium Podcast. She picked option C. So in your matchup, India, what the Rumboys will do for you on the show. Option C, New Orleans versus Kansas City. I'm going to go ahead and I'm keeping it Southern. I'm from Virginia. Two up, two down. I'm keeping it Southern. That one. Saints. Yo,
damn.
Your missus is going to kill me, bro.
Honestly, man, the upsetting thing is I almost want to pick the Chiefs over the Saints. But I just, I can't see that happening. I can't.
No time.
Drew Brees, really tough. Drew Brees will push the edge and the limits in life, and he will not lose. He will not lose to Patty Mahomes.
I don't think, yeah, that, and that's why I think that one is going to be
Drew Brees would respect the duel from, like, Tom Brady. He would respect the duel from Tom Brady, but he will not lose to Mahomes.
Exactly. No, the headlines are going to be that, behind that are going to be fascinating. I'm looking forward to my Super Bowl article either way with these ones. Mikey, you don't get a pick because you said anything but the Saints, so you didn't pick anything either way, brother. Let's get into some fight night. I'm gonna knock it out like fight night. Yeah, he said anything but the Saints.
Like, I mean, so Rams, like,
yeah,
nah,
yeah, I know.
Anyways,
I don't know if I'm too enticed by like Rams, like Patriots, you know. Anyways,
they just haven't looked like the Rams last like week or two, at least the end of the regular season.
Nah, you're right. I'll give you that. We'll see. Tomorrow we see. I'm excited to cover to do the show after tomorrow's games.
Yes.
Really quick, ladies and gentlemen. Hit it with a left. Hit it with a right. We're going to knock some picks out for fight night.
That was good.
Thank you. Yeah.
I was wondering what was going on there.
Dilly dilly. Cheers to me. Cheers to you. All the wrong boys and girls will do. I just did that on the spot.
Wow.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I could tell. We didn't go over that.
Yep. It's the rum in my cup. going down on ESPN Plus, ladies and gentlemen. If you need to watch on your big screen, Roku, PlayStation, Xbox. Available, of course, on iOS and Android on your phones or tablets. Download ESPN Plus. I don't know why I just promote that as if they were paying us, because they're definitely not.
It's ESPN regardless. Just watch the fight.
Yeah. Henry Cejudo, TJ Dillashaw, champion versus champion. And at this point, I defer to Tyler with the tale of the tape.
Damn, did you just open each and every segment this time and just refer to me for each and every time?
This is the first time I did that.
Do
you want me to do Tell the Tape? I usually do Tell
now
the Tape.
I got this.
You got Tell the Tape. Tell the Tape, ladies and gentlemen.
Regardless, Henry Cejudo is 5'4", 64-inch reach. Again, champion of the featherweight division, defending his title against TJ Dillashaw, who is a little bit bigger, 5'6", 67-inch reach.
Yep.
And again, he is champion, but is coming
down.
He decided to come down 10 pounds to fight in the featherweight division. So, I mean, I think that's pretty big. That's huge. You know, does that help? Does that not help him? 10 pounds is not an easy amount of weight to, you know, lose when you're all muscle.
So when we posted the once again, you guys' channel, you guys' show, we just host this. Ty, you already know what the fans said. Everybody, when we woke up this morning from the poll, was all on Dillashaw. Everybody. There was not a single vote on our Facebook. There was not a single vote on our Twitter for Cejudo whatsoever. So, Cejudo.
That dude's an Olympic wrestler. Hello?
Gold medals. Gold medals. Okay? Here's the way that Henry Cejudo wins the fight for all the Henry Cejudo fans. And if you are picking Cejudo in this fight, well, then you just might be in some luck with the advice that Robbie's going to give you. Henry Cejudo wins this fight simply by taking it to the ground. I think that he is the better wrestler than Dillashaw. Don't get me wrong. Dillashaw can go to the ground. But Yes, Olympic exactly.
Gold is not an easy.
Not an easy.
It's not on everyone's resume.
Yeah. No. Not everyone can accomplish that. Now, with the striking ability, TJ Dillashaw is one of those fighters that can use that reach advantage to his advantage. He's not one of those long reach fighters that will overshoot and then give you the ability to, you know, take him down, so on and so forth. I look for Cejudo to look for the ability for Dillashaw to overcompensate. He's going to go for the waist, go for the takedown, either score by points via takedowns or go for a submission. Now, on Dillashaw's side...
Dillashaw's got some kicks, bro.
That's what I'm about to... Exactly. On Dillashaw's side, ladies and gentlemen, I got this going by a knockout. I don't see Cejudo winning this by any means. My pick is TJ Dillashaw. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Robbie J right here.
I think Cejudo wins it.
Woo!
I'll go against all the fans if I have to. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Dillashaw, I get it, has to land one, maybe two good kicks, solid kicks, especially if he goes for, you know, a shoot and gets kicked in the middle of that. But if he gets up to the ground a couple times, I don't see that leg getting up there that fast.
I feel you.
He out-wrestles him.
Okay. He was pretty dramatic during the weigh-ins, too, with that.
He's defending his title. Like, yeah, defending the featherweight title. The pressure's on him. Like, if Dillashaw wakes up tomorrow and he loses, I mean, he still has a belt.
Yeah.
And they are fighting for the new UFC title belt. If you have not seen that, it is nice.
This fight's in Brooklyn, by the way.
Sick.
This fight's in Brooklyn, so I'm ready for a brawl.
Legit.
Let's see. So, this one, you were looking to just to kind of cover Greg Harding on the undercard.
I don't even want to cover him. Just mention. If anyone knows, Greg Hardy was the Cowboys defensive end. And
troublemaker.
Very big troublemaker. And is now officially making his UFC debut. He is 3-0 off of the UFC. Just like getting up there. And he has 3 first round knockouts. So look for this man to walk in and throw some heavy punches. He is 6'5", like 260. So look out for this man. Bottom line. All that needs to be said about it. I think it'll be good. It's going to be a good undercard fight. The fight right before Dillashaw and Cejudo. So,
most certainly. I really don't have much to say about that one. I mean, the man has been on a nice roll. I believe he's 3-0 so far, in his career. But with that being said, don't know too much about Crowder. So I'm gonna mainly side with, you know, who I know in this one and take Hardy. If you're on a 3-0 roll and Dana White's going on First Take and vouching for you, I'm sure that there's a reason. Let's see here. So we're actually like running really, really well time on this show right now. So we're just going to dive right into why the rum is always gone. Ty, what you got for us, bro?
Mine's a baseball switch up. I decided to go with Manny Machado. Of course, one of our MLB free agents going on right now. Him and Harper, of course, are the two big guys we're waiting to have signed somewhere. Machado, he's only my why the rum is always gone because he's been looking pretty interested in going to the Chicago White Sox. And as a Cubs fan, and as Mike, exactly the same thing as I just said earlier with not wanting anyone but the Saints to get to the Super Bowl, go anywhere but the Chicago White Sox, please. Manny Machado, you're killing me. I'll leave it there.
My reason why the rum is always gone is actually dependent on like the next 11.4 seconds. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, as we're on here on air, 132-134, Lakers, Rockets, of course, Lakers visiting Houston. And I'm not happy about this just because it's another game that we are in OT. I mean, if we win, yeah, I'm happy. If we don't...
You guys were winning. This is a comeback by the Rockets.
This is a comeback by the Rockets, and that's my reason why the rum is always gone. Other than that, of course, you know, when I look at the top four of the NCAA tournament, I want to just, you know, deflect to hoops again. But look at the Final Four of the NCAA tournament.
Looking good already.
Yeah, looking good already. Duke squeaking by against Virginia just by 2 today. Tennessee is still looking like their powerhouse, their favorite to pull things away. I'm just trying to see how this game closes. It doesn't look like it's going to close while we're still on air. We're just about approaching 30 James minutes Harden for us. The game winning three. Yeah, it's 132 to 134, brother. But yeah, no, we definitely do, you know, appreciate you guys for listening and, you know, joining with us. You know, but that's my reason why the rum is always gone. 2 games, back-to-back OT, even if we win. To me, that, yeah, what, we can take teams a distance, but we can't close out in the 4 quarters that we're given. It's your boy, Robbie J, with my co-host, Ty Berg. Thank you for joining us.